Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. India and New Zealand strengthen ties with key agreements in defense and trade, both countries to cooperate against terrorism, separatism and radical elements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon jointly inaugurate 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and US Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard review defence cooperation and intelligence sharing. 20 Maoists surrender in Chhattisgarh. Russia confirms plans for talks between President Vladimir Putin and his US counterpart Donald Trump tomorrow to end the fighting in Ukraine. And in Kabaddi World Cup, India begin campaign on winning note, defeating Italy in men's category at Wolverhampton in United Kingdom. India and New Zealand today strengthen ties with key agreements in defence and trade. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged authorised economic mutual recognition agreement. In a joint press statement following the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said the two countries have decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defense and security partnership. He said the two countries have also decided to launch negotiations on a free trade agreement to boost mutual trade and investment.
Dono deshon ke beech ek paraspar labhkari free trade agreement par negotiations shuru karne ka nirnay liya gaya hai. Isse आपसी व्यापार और निवेश के पोटेंशियल को बढ़ावा मिलेगा डेयरी फूड प्रोसेसिंग और फार्मा जैसे क्षेत्रों में आपसी सहयोग और निवेश को प्रोत्साहित किया जाएगा रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी और क्रिटिकल मिनरल क्षेत्रों में आपसी सहयोग को हमने प्राथमिकता दी है.
India and New Zealand also announced the launch of negotiations on an arrangement facilitating the mobility of professionals and skilled workers. New Zealand has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and has become a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi asserted that India and New Zealand will continue to cooperate against terrorism, separatism and radical elements.
Atangwadi, अलगाववादी और कट्टरपंथी तत्वों के खिलाफ हम मिलकर सहयोग करते रहेंगे. इस संदर्भ में न्यूजीलैंड में कुछ गैर कानूनी तत्वों द्वारा भारत विरोधी गतिविधियों को लेकर हमने अपनी चिंता साझा की. हमें विश्वास है कि इन सभी गैर कानूनी तत्वों के खिलाफ हमें न्यूजीलैंड सरकार का सहयोग आगे भी मिलता रहेगा.
In his statement, Prime Minister Luxon said New Zealand will increase its diplomatic presence in India. Later briefing media, Secretary East, Ministry of External Affairs, Joydeep Mojumdar, on a query regarding the discussions on Khalistani elements said the issue came up during the talks between the two leaders.
We do alert our friends to the activities of anti-India elements in their countries and their abuse of freedom of speech and other democratic freedoms to glorify terrorism. And I must say that the government of New Zealand has been receptive as well as has taken our concerns on board in the past. And this was also the reaction that we got today.
The New Zealand Prime Minister and his delegation also called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Prime Minister Luxon arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 5-day visit to India. Prime Minister Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon jointly inaugurated the Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi this evening. In his keynote address, Mr. Luxon said India and New Zealand are fortunate to be part of the world's most economically dynamic region.
India and New Zealand are fortunate enough to live in the world's most economically dynamic region. The Indo-Pacific will represent 2/3 of global economic growth over the coming years. And by 2030, it will be home to 2/3 of the world's middle-class consumers. And India itself lies at the heart of this exciting economic future.
The New Zealand Prime Minister said Raisina Dialogue is a forum that provides an annual opportunity for thought leaders from across the world to focus their collective minds on the contemporary strategic challenges being navigated right in the Indian Ocean. The theme of this year is Raisina's Dialogue is Kala Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. The event is witnessing participation of representatives from about 125 countries. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Laxon also offered prayers at the Gurudwara Rakabganj in the national capital. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a meeting with the US Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard in New Delhi. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed defence cooperation and intelligence sharing. Both leaders emphasised that strategic security remains a vital pillar of the comprehensive global strategic cooperation between the two nations. Mr. Singh and Ms. Gabbard reviewed the significant strides made in the areas of military exercises, strategic cooperation and information sharing cooperation, especially in the maritime domain between India and the US. The Ministry of Defence in its statement said the two leaders explored avenues for collaboration in cutting-edge defence innovation and niche technologies, reflecting their shared commitment to advancing mutual strategic interests. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and download the News on AIR app. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demands for grants under the Ministry of Railways for 2025-26. Janardhan Singh Sigriwal of BJP said the union budget has made an allocation of 2,65,000 crore rupees to strengthen infrastructure and modernization of railways as well as for safety and security of passengers. Earlier initiating the discussion, Varsha Gaikwad of the Congress accused the government of conspiring to privatize the Indian Railways. Several other members also participated in the discussion, including Vijay Kumar Dubey of BJP, Kumari Selja of Congress, K.C. Neni Shivanath of TDP, Shatabdi Roy of the TMC and Lalji Verma of Samajwadi Party. The discussion is underway. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the government has taken several steps to improve rail infrastructure and provide a comfortable and affordable journey to passengers. He said that the railways has created 5 lakh jobs in the last 10 years with a continued focus on reducing rail accidents in the country. The minister was replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Railways. Mr. Vaishnaw stressed that passenger fares have not been increased since 2020, and it is very cost-effective in comparison to neighboring countries.
General class mein 121 rupaye Bharat mein kiraya hai, Pakistan mein 436 rupaye, Bangladesh mein 323 rupaye, Sri Lanka mein 413 rupaye. Aisa hi har ek category mein. Bahut kam kiraye mein ek surakshit aur achhi quality ki service mil sake, aisa prayas hamesha rehta hai. 2020 ke baad mein kiraye mein vruddhi nahi ki gayi hai. 2020 mein bhi bahut choti si ek vruddhi ki gayi thi, ek paisa per kilometer ke hisab se general class mein aur air condition classes mein usse thodi zyada ki gayi.
Later, the Rajya Sabha took up the Appropriation Bill 2025, the Appropriation Bill No. 2, 2025, the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025, and the Manipur Appropriation Vote on Account Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. Several members took part in the debate on bills, including BJP's Dr. Ajit Madhavrao Gopchare and Arun Singh, Shakti Singh Gohil and G.C. Chandrasekhar of Congress, CPIM's Bikash Ranjan Bhattacharya, Sushmita Dev of Trinamool Congress, RJD's Manoj Kumar Jha, Sulata Deo of the BJD and AAP's Sanjay Singh. The discussion is underway. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government takes all assurances given by the ministers on the floor of both houses of parliament seriously. Replying to supplementary questions in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Rijiju said the online assurances monitoring system has helped in ensuring that the assurances get fulfilled. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan has informed the House that 99% of the total assurances have been implemented in both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. 20 Maoists surrendered before security forces in Chhattisgarh today. 19 Maoists surrendered in Bijapur district. District Superintendent of Police Jitender Kumar Yadav said these Maoists were carrying a cumulative reward of 29 lakh rupees. He said each Maoist received an incentive amount of 25,000 rupees under the rehabilitation policy of the state government.
आज बीजापुर पुलिस और सीआरपीएफ के समक्ष टोटल 19 माओवादियों ने आत्मसमर्पण किया है, जिसमें पीएलजे बटालियन नंबर 1 के दो माओवादी जो 8-8 लाख के इनामी थे उन्होंने आत्मसमर्पण किया है। इसके साथ साथ में एओबी डिवीजन के भी प्लाटून के सदस्य, इसके अलावा एक एसीएम और मिलिशिया प्लाटून कमांडर, डीएकेएमएस अध्यक्ष, जनताना सरकार अध्यक्ष, मिलिशिया के सदस्य इसमें सरेंडर किए हैं। तो इसी तारतम्य में आज 29 लाख के नक्सली हैं, उन्होंने आत्मसमर्पण किया है।
In a separate incident, a Maoist with a 1 lakh rupees reward surrendered before the police in Kondagaon district. Meanwhile, security forces recovered and deactivated a 5 kilogram IED during a search operation in Dantewada's Malewahi area. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Kupwara district. The gunfight began in early hours this morning when security personnel, acting on specific intelligence, launched a cordon and search operation in Zachaldara Rajwar area of the district. According to an army spokesman, an AK-47 rifle was recovered from the site. The operation is still underway. Russia has confirmed that President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump will hold talks tomorrow on ending the Ukraine conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated that preparations are underway for talks between the two leaders. President Trump announced last evening about the plans to hold discussions with his Russian counterpart, framing it as part of his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. He mentioned that land and power plans would be key topics in the conversation. Congo's government will participate in peace talks in Angola tomorrow with the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group that has captured key areas of Congo's mineral-rich east. A government spokesperson today said that a delegation representing Congo is currently in the Angolan capital Luanda for the talks. Congo's government had earlier refused direct negotiations with the rebels. M23 spokesperson Lawrence Kanyuka, in a social media post, said the group has also sent a delegation to Luanda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has joined the social media platform Truth Social. This is a medium that is frequently used by US President Donald Trump. In his post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to interacting with all the passionate voices on the platform and engaging in meaningful conversations in the times to come. In another post, Prime Minister Modi thanked US President Donald Trump for sharing his podcast on Truth Social. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a positive note today. We have a report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex jumped 341 points to close at 74,170. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 52 broke the two-day slump and added 112 points to settle at 22,509. In the Forex market, the rupee today appreciated by 26 paise to settle at 86 rupees and 87 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 88,270 rupees per 10 grams a short while ago. This is Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 kicked off in the United Kingdom this evening. India began the campaign on a winning note, defeating Italy 64-22 in the men's category at Wolverhampton. Earlier in the inaugural match of the event, England defeated Hungary 101-25. In the men's competition, 10 teams have been divided into two groups, A and B. India is competing in Group B along with Italy, Scotland, Wales and China. On the other hand, women's competition is among six teams with two groups, D and E. India will take on Wales tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time at Wolverhampton. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and New Zealand strengthen ties with key agreements in defence and trade, both countries to cooperate against terrorism, separatism and radical elements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon jointly inaugurate 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and US Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard review defence cooperation and intelligence sharing. 20 Maoists surrender in Chhattisgarh. Russia confirms plans for talks between President Vladimir Putin and his US counterpart Donald Trump tomorrow to end the fighting in Ukraine. And in Kabaddi World Cup, India begin campaign on a winning note, defeating Italy in men's category at Wolverhampton in United Kingdom. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.